The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
At the end of the Parsha, we have the Parsha of the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. States as follows. Vayema Hashem al Moshe lemor. Hashem said to Moshe, say, Daber al bnei Yisrael v'mat alehem. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, Vosulem tzitzis al kanfe vigdehem lederesom. You shall make tzitzis on the corners of your garments for all generations. V'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof, and you shall put on the tzitzis of the corners psil tcheles. One thread that is tcheles. Tcheles means that it was dyed with a color which is similar to a blue. And this dye was taken from a certain fish-like animal which was found at the bottom of the sea. It was called the chalozen. And it would come up once every 70 years. And it shall be for you for tzitzis urishem esoy. You shall see them. Uzechatem is called mitzvahs Hashem. And by this, remember all of the mitzvahs Hashem. Vasisem esoy. In order to do the mitzvahs. Veleishasur acharei levavachem acharei nechem. Asheratem zonim acharehem. And in order that you shall not be led astray by your hearts and by your eyes, which one is enticed by. Lemantiskeru vasisem is kol mitzvosoy. In order that you shall remember and you shall do all of my mitzvahs. Yisem kidoshim lele kechem. And you shall be sanctified to your God. Ani Hashem elakechem asher otzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. I am the Lord your God that has taken you out of Egypt, v'yois lochem leilokim, in order to be for you your God, ani Hashem alakechem, I am the Lord your God. Rashi brings that in the tzitzis, one looks at the tzitzis, the numbers of strands, the numbers of kishorim, of knots, and the numbers of braids, and so forth. There are all types of remozim, all types of intimations, how it adds up to 613, the number of the mitzvahs, because it states you shall look at them and you shall remember the mitzvahs of Hashem. This mitzvah is miuchedes, is specifically related to the big day ha'odom, to the garment of the person. As it states, Al kanfei vigdehem, on the corners of your garments. Mitzvahs are related to various aspects of the person. Like the Gemara tells us in Masechta Menaches, Perek Hatcheles Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Beleza ben Yaakov Eimer, Kol sheyesh lei tefillin bereishoy utefillin bezarei, v'tzitzis bebigdoy. A person has tefillin on his arm. Tefillin bereisha. He has tefillin on his head. And then he has tefillin bezare. The tefillin shalyad he has on his arm. One tefillin we wear on our head, kineged hameach, which is opposite the brain. The other tefillin we wear on our arm, our left arm, kineged liboy, opposite the heart. The tzitzis bebigdai, and he has tzitzis in his garment, umezuzais bepischai, and he has mezuzais on the doors of his house. Muftach shalei secht yechto, then he can be certain that he will not transgress the mitzvahs of Hashem. As it states, vahachuta meshulish leibim hero yinotek. Shlaima Melech, King Solomon in Kehelis, wrote that a chut, which is meshulish, when you twine a string or thread, if it's meshulish, if it's tripled, twined three times, then it will not quickly separate. And here we have three mitzvahs, tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzahs. And also it states, Chayna malach Hashem soviv l'reov l'achal tzeim, that a person is surrounded, the person who's surrounded by mitzvahs is surrounded by the malachim of Hashem, the angels of Hashem, and they will protect him. We see, for an example, that tefillin, the place of the tefillin was opposite the brain or opposite the heart. The place of the mezuzah is on a bais. Tzitzis was a mitzvah that was given to us to fulfill through our garments. If we have garments that have four corners and we're wearing them, then we're obligated to put tzitzis on them. If we do not have garments, we cannot fulfill this mitzvah. Or if we have garments and they do not have four corners, or we're not wearing them, we cannot fulfill this mitzvah. In order to understand this mitzvah, therefore, we have to give a little thought to the godim shalodim, to what is a garment of a person. The Gemara tells us that the prime purpose of bigdei odom, of the garment of a person, is lichvaydei, to honor him. As many times we say, it's the clothing that honor the person. The Gemara says this in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Sefer Amud Beis, the Rabbi Yechanan Kori Lemane Machbedosai. Rabbi Yechanan used to refer to his garments as my honor, because it is the garment that gives us this honor. Now, even though we need clothing for protection, we wear clothing in the cold to keep us warm, we wear clothing in the heat to protect us from the sun, and certainly we need clothing lechases ervas odom, to cover our nakedness. But the garment of men have a higher purpose also, because we see that in this way he's different than the animals. All other creations also have garments. Kodesh Baruch Hu made protective clothing for all creations. The animals, the beasts of the field, the fish, the insects, he gave them all protective clothing. Protects them from the cold, protects them from the heat, protects them from the elements. It even covers their nakedness. And it gives them, many times, a slight degree of covered interference. Many times it's a beautiful garment that he's given to them. But by man we find that he fashions his garments in order to give himself a very high degree of honor. Besides the practical purposes of malbushe, but they are a malbushe kovet. We have, since man was created, he's been fashioning clothing. There are the styles, the fashions, the colors, and he keeps changing them. And people always dressed in accordance to their stations in life. Nobility dressed nobly. Kings and queens dressed royally. And this we find only by man. We do not find this by any other creation. And this is what Rabbi Yechanan said, that he does not refer lemaneo as clothing, but as machbedoisai, but rather as this what honors man. And in this way, this is one of the ways that we see that man is different than all of the other creations. He's distinguished exclusively from all other creations. Why is this? Evidently, man is worth this specific honor and beauty, while this is not true by all other creations. And where does this come from? The Maral writes, this comes because the Torah tells us, how is man different than all other creations? Naso Odom Bitzalmenu Kimusenu. Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he came to create all life, he did not write that they are created Bitzalem Elohim, Bitzalme, in his own image. But when he came to create man, he said, let us make man in my image. And this is what he did. And this means that the image of the Almighty is exclusively in man. And the Almighty, for sure, we have to honor. And if this image is in man, then he's also must be honored. And he's worth this honor. This is the first reason. Second reason, this gave man malchus. It made him a melech, a king. All creations are on one level, he's on another level. All creations walk on all fours, he walks upright, because he was made as the melech ha-tachtonim. And since he's a king, a king for sure, must have this royal honor. And this is the height of the purpose of the godim, of clothing for man. In Parshas Noach, Perek Tes Posuk Chof Beis, Torah writes, Vayar chom avi kenan eis erevas oviv. Vayagid lishneach bachus. Chom the father of Kenan, after the flood, Noach and his three sons, Shem, Chom and Yefes. Noach went and planted a vineyard. He drank from the wine, became drunk, and fell asleep. And he fell asleep uncovered, naked in the tent. And Chom saw this, and he committed an avera, a transgression, with his father. Vayikach Shem v'Yefes es hasimlo, and the other two brothers, Shem and Yefes, took a garment, Vayosimu Ashkem Shnehem, and they put the garment on their shoulders. Vayilchu Achoranis, and they walked into the tent backwards. Vayechasu Eis Ervas Avihem, and they covered the nakedness of their father. Ufenehem Acharonis, and their faces were turned the other way. Ve'ervas Avihem Leiro'u, and the nakedness of their father they did not see. Chom disgraced his father. Shem and Yefes gave honor to their father by covering him with a garment. Because of this, the Torah relates that Chom and his generations were cursed by Noach when he woke up and realized what happened. Shem and Yefes were blessed. Rashi brings from the Medrash, Vayikach Shem v'Yefes, Engsi vayichu ele vayikach. It doesn't say they took. Shem and Yefes, both of them took the garment. But it says, Shem took and Yefes. Limar Hashem shenisamitz b'mitzvah yesem Yefes. From here we learn that it was Shem was the one who he initiated and led in the act of covering their father and giving him honor and respect. when Yefes saw what Shem was doing, so Yefes also followed. And Rashi continues, Lekach, Zohu bonam letale shel tzitzis. Because Shem led in this act of giving honor to the father, therefore his descendants were Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Israel. They were given an award for this, a talis of tzitzis, the talis of mitzvah that we have. Yefes, who also participated in this, although he did not lead, he did not initiate, but he followed, was also given a reward. Zocha lekfura levonov. His descendants merited burial. As it states, Etein legog mokom shom kever. That there'll be a big war between his descendants and others. All of his descendants who were killed will be given burial place in Eretz Yisrael. So they were given burial. Chom shebizei azovav, but Chom that disgraced his father. Nema bizarre, it states in his seed, Kein yinag melech Ashur eshvim Mitzrayim ves golus kush, ne'orim uzakenim orum ve'yachaf v'chashufei shesh. That when his descendants were led into captivity, they led them naked and barefoot. What is the Medrash telling us? Chom was not concerned with the honor of his father or another human being. He dishonored him. So he himself was a very dishonorable person. Therefore, it was decreed upon him also dishonor. And what was that? That he would be led into captivity naked and barefoot, which is a great dishonor to the human being. Shem and Yefes, who were concerned with honor and dignity of the Tzelem Elohim, of the human being, of the image of Hashem, so was decreed upon them honor and dignity. And therefore, they were given their reward, their rewards. But there was a difference between the two. Yefes did not lead in this mitzvah. He only followed. As it states, Vayikach Shem v'Yefes. When someone follows and he doesn't lead, this is not with the nefesh or odom. This is with the guf or odom. It's not with the life power of the person, but rather it's more physical. Physically, you can follow. To lead, you have to have spirit. So it was with more of the physical person than the spirit of life that's in the person. So therefore, was decreed upon him honor and dignity to his physical body. And he was given Kfura, that his descendants, after a great war, instead of lying around without burial, they were given burial. Burial, we find, is the honor to the human body. As it states in the Torah in Parshas Kisetze, that if someone has to be put to death, he must be hung. You should not leave him hang there, but you should take him down and bury him. Otherwise, the Torah tells us it's a kilelas elakim tolui. It's a disgrace to Hashem because the human body is made b'tzelem elakim in the image of Hashem. So therefore, he was given burial, and this is to the physical body, because burial is after the death of a person, and no longer is there life there. On the other hand, Shem, though, Shenishamitz b'mitzvahs, he was the one who initiated and led. He said, let us go and cover our father. This is something that you do not only do physically. To lead, You have to have a spirit in you. You have to have a spirit of life. And therefore he fulfilled this honor, both with his physical body and his spirit of life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to reward him accordingly. Therefore was decreed upon him honor and dignity, not after his death, but while he was still alive. There were both the physical body and the life of the person. So he was given a garment. But more than that, not only did he do this act merely with his physical body and the life that's found in him, but he did this act with his neshama also, with his soul. Because this was a great mitzvah that mitzvahs one does with his soul. So therefore, was decreed upon his entire self, both physically and from the aspect of the life in him and from the aspect of the soul in him, was decreed upon him honor. And therefore not only was he given a garment to wear while he was alive, but a garment of mitzvah. And that's why Zochu Bonov Letalis Shel Tzitzis. And this is what we are talking about. That man is distinguished from other creations because they have in them the image of Hashem. And because of this, this demands an honor for the human being. Chom disgraced others, he disgraced himself. Therefore he was given no honor. Yefes at least had respect for the physical man. So therefore, his physical body was given that respect of burial. But Shem that elevated himself to the point where he had respect, and this was respect with the body and the soul, so therefore he received the mitzvah of a garment that would give honor both to the body and the soul. And this was the Talis of Tzitzis. Now, this distinction between man and animal is also intimated in the Torah in Bereishis and Beis, Pasuk Yutes and Pasuk Zayin. In Pasuk Yutes, it states, "Vayitzer Hashem Elokim min Adama kol chayas hasode veis kol eif hashamayim." Hashem created from the earth all living beasts and all birds of the heavens. The word Vayitzar is spelled with one yud. In Pasuk Zayin, which is a few psukim before that, it states Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es ha'adam ofer min ha'adama. Man, Hashem created man from the dust of the earth. And there Vayitzer is written with two yuds. When it came to create animals, it states he created them, and in the word Vayitzer, create, is written only one yud. When it came to create man, there the word Vayitzer is written two yuds. Rashi explains, and yud is an important letter, because Yud is the letter from Hashem's name. So Rashi explains in Pasuk Zayin, Vayitzer shtei yetziros. Man was created doubly. It was a double creation. Yetzira leilam hazeh, v'yetzira letchias hameshim. He was created both for this world and he was created to relive again in the next world. In other words, he was created to live, then he would die, then he would live again. Now, where would that life come when he would live again? That was in the initial creation. He was given the power to live, to die, and to relive. Therefore, it states two youths. But animals, Abba Behema Sheinei Meres Ledin. But animals are not judged. Leinichta Biyitzirosei Shnei Yudin. And therefore, they were created only to live and die, and not to relive again. So he placed only one yud in their creation. It's very important. When he created man, he placed two letters of his name in man. Because he would live, he would die, he would be judged, and if he merits, he would relive again. But an animal that is never judged. So he placed only one yud in his creation. He would live and die. And that's all. Now here is illustrated the basic difference between man and the rest of the Nivroim, the rest of the creations. The rest of the creations were created for one purpose, to be in this world. Serve their time in this world and then to die. And that purpose they reach immediately. That's why we find that with many animals they reach maturity almost immediately. So by many animals, an hour after they're born, they're walking around already. It is for that reason that the animals were given a Shem Miyuchad. That when Adam, the first man, was called on to give names to all of the animals, he looked at them, and he looked deep into their natures, and he gave them a name which describes their natures. He called the lion the Ari, the Arye. He called the bear the Dove. He called the leopard the Nomer. And these were names which described their very nature. Because it was possible to describe their nature, because this is how they are created. And then they die. Man was not given a name. Man was created. He was called Adam. Adam is not his own name. He was called Adam because mina Adoma, he was brought out from the earth. Adam means the earth. Was not given this his own name. Why not? Look into his nature and give him a name. Because man was not created in his final state. An animal was created in his final state, but not man. An animal is born close to his final state, but not man. Man was created like the earth. The earth is full of potential resources. But what happens to those resources, that depends on what you do to the earth. Same with man. Man was created full of potential resources. What happens to these resources, this depends on what man does with himself. And therefore he was not created in a final state at all. He was created only in a potential state. And since a name has to tell us what man is, it is impossible to tell us what man is. That's why it states, Shlomo HaMelech said, that many times, Tov Yom HaMoves MiYom HiVoldu, that the day of a person's death is far better than the day of his birth. Because on the day of his death, there you can see if he has lived properly in this world. You can see his achievements. But on the day of his birth, he has no achievements. He is like a field, dependent what will be done with it. And therefore he was given the name Adam al Shem Adama, which means he is like a field. What is a field? A field can be barren. A field can give forth the most wonderful fruit. That is what man is. Therefore, an animal only needed one yud. And this is how he was created, this is how he lives, and this is how he dies. But not man. Here the Torah illustrates this point, this distinction of man and animals. What are the fruits of man? We say he's like a field. And a field has potential fruits. So what are the fruits of man? And that the Torah tells us, the fruits of man are his ma'asim tovim, his deeds. These are the fruits of man. An animal does not have deeds. He does not have choice, free choice. He was not given the ability to distinguish between what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is evil, what is true and what is false. Therefore, he has no deeds. Man was given the ability to distinguish between true and false, right and wrong, good and evil. Ubacharta, and Hashem said, choose. So the fruits and the achievements, the growth of man, are his ma'asim tovim, his deeds. These are the mitzvahs. Therefore, man was given an ability, an infinite ability, of unending achievement, unending accomplishment, unending self-perfection, if he chooses to go in the right way. And if he does not, then the opposite. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him with these two yuds, because he was created for this world, to live, to achieve, to die, to be judged accordingly, and to relive again. Now, for this reason, and this is particular with Israel, in particular the descendants of Shem, they in particular rose to the height of the Tzelem Elokim, to the greatest portion of the image of Hashem. And they in particular have the ability of enormous achievement in this world. And this is why they were given 613 mitzvahs, while the rest of the nations were only given 7 mitzvahs. They have both the ability to achieve, and they have a greater possibility to fail. It is this that the tzitzis illustrate. Because in the Torah it states, you should put tzitzis al kanfei bigdeihem. Put the tzitzis on the corners of your garment. For what purpose? Uri semesai, uschatem es kol mitzveis Hashem, vasi semesom. You shall place the tzitzis on the corners of your garment, which these tzitzis, you will look at them, and they will bring you to fulfilling all of the mitzvahs of Hashem. You remember the mitzvahs and come to do them. So the tzitzis represent the mitzvahs, the Torah tells us. You look at them, and you will see the mitzvahs of Hashem. You will remember the mitzvahs of Hashem. The tzitzis are there to remind the person of the mitzvahs of Hashem. There are two colors in the tzitzis, as we read in the parsha. Some strands are white, and others are dyed with this color which is similar to the blue. The white represents the positive commandments, mitzvah saseh. Because when a person does positive commandments, this brings him greater perfection. And greater perfection all the time is represented through white, because white represents something which is pure and perfected. It has nothing else mixed into it. The Tcheles represents the mitzvahs leisasis. We have to remember to do the positive commandments, and we have to remember to guard ourselves from transgressing the negative commandments. The Tcheles, the blue, we don't have that today, because we cannot find this chalozon, this particular type of creature that we need for the dye. But in the days of the Gemara, they had it. That represents the negative commandments. Because the Gemara tells us, what is the purpose of the blue? It says, when one will look at the blue, it will remind him of the sea. And when he looks at the sea, that reminds him of the heavens. And when he looks at the heavens, that reminds him of the Kisei HaKovet Shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the throne of Hashem. Kilivnas HaSapir, states which is a color of blue. So it reminds one of the throne of Hashem. The throne of the king is that of Mishpot, of judgment, which represents the negative commandments. And the Gemara tells us in Masechta Menachah, he said, in this parsha, twice does it say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Rotzeis Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Liyos Lochem Lelekim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Twice does it say, I am your God. Why twice? Because we said that the main distinction between man and animal is that animal was not created to be judged. Man was created to be judged. And he was created to be judged, to be given reward for what he does, and to be given punishment for what he transgresses. And the mitzvahs says, and mitzvahs leisha says. And therefore twice, the Gemara says, does it say, Ani Hashem, I am the Lord your God, who will reward you for every good act that you do. And I am the Lord your God, who will bring retribution, heaven forbid, to those who transgress my mitzvahs. And therefore, we have many midrashim to show how all of the tzitzis can be counted up to 613. Because when we see the tzitzis, this represents the mitzvahs of Hashem that were given to man. Now, why though, in the way of tzitzis? See, why were we given this way of remembering the mitzvahs of Hashem? They were placed on our begodim, because as mentioned, it is the begodim, it is the clothing that distinguishes us from man and animal. When we have clothing, it's not enough just to be conscious of the latest fashions that are coming from Paris or Italy. But we have to understand, why are we wearing clothing? If it's to cover our nakedness, Kodesh Baruch Hu made clothing for animals also. He made fur and skins for them. If it's to protect us from the elements, Kodesh Baruch Hu made very good clothing for the animals to protect them from the elements. In this cold weather that we're having, they can sleep outside. So why are we wearing the clothing that we wear? We wear the clothing that we wear because we are different than the other creations. Because we are elevated from them. And we have in ourselves the Tzelem Elokim, the image of Hashem. And we are kings and queens. And therefore, it is only proper that man should be so honored. This is what is known as human dignity. Dignity for the human being. Unfortunately, We do not find much of this in the world today. You read about the atrocities that take place, and it is just the opposite. The greatest disgrace to the human being of killings and rapes and people that are killed. Thousands of people are killed and left without burial even. Like kibahemadomi, like the animals of the field. But that's because man has fallen. But we, especially Israel, we have to constantly recognize, why are we wearing this clothing? Because we have in ourselves the Tzelem Elohim, the image of Hashem. And therefore it's a nobility. And therefore it's due the honor that one gives to a king or a queen. Now, in this garment that reminds us, any garment that we have, that reminds us of the distinction between ourselves and the other creations, we have to understand further why we are distinguished from them. In which way are we different? So we have the image of Hashem, but how does that make us different? The way it makes us different is because we can give forth a fruit that the other creations cannot. The other creations can give forth a fruit on the physical level. A tree can give forth fruit. The field can. The animals can. But not on a spiritual level. We can give forth fruit, achievements, perfections on a spiritual level. This is what it means that let us make man bitzalmenu, kidmoseinu, in our image. This is how he'll be different than animal. It's a fruit that he can choose to do and achieve greatness with it. And in this is illustrated by the tzitzis. Because the tzitzis are a part of the garment that protrudes from the garment. It comes out from the garment. And the word tzitzis means something that grows. For example, it states tzitz hasoder, something that grows forth. Rashi brings two psukim on the tzitzis. Besides tzitz hasoder, Rashi says the word tzitzis means an outgrowth, something which protrudes, and he brings a pasuk from Yecheskel Ches, Vayikocheni b'tzitzis reishi, that Hashem took him by the strands of his hair. The strands of a hair are called tzitzis reishi, or like tzitz hasoder, something that grows forth from that where it's coming from. And then Rashi brings another posuk. He says, tzitz means loshen ria, to look at. As it states, meitzitz min acharakim. He brings a posuk from Shir Hashirim Beis. Meitzitz min acharakim, that we saw through the lattice work. Many times in the Gemara uses the loshen hitzitz bo, to see. Now firstly, from the first posuk, it means something which is an outgrowth. Then we see it means also real. Now, in Loshon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, you very seldom have one word which has totally two different meanings. They must be related somehow. But Rashi says they are related. Because something which is merely potential and concealed, you cannot see. What do you see? You only see something that grows out. That's why that what grows from the field is called, from the word tzitz, because that you can see. In other words, the seed that's planted in the field is out of sight. Only when it grows forth and sprouts forth, then you can see it. That's why it's called sitzasode. So therefore we have the same lotion that's nefil, the same word falls on that what grows forth and that what you can see. And that's what the word sitzis means. And this is what we're speaking about. Man was created with potential. And therefore you can see nothing in him. When he's born, you can't see what he'll do or what he'll be. When can you see what he is? When he gives forth fruit. Once he gives forth his fruit, then you can see. And therefore this garment was a garment that he should place on himself, which is a garment that like gives forth fruit. And it was called tzitzis because this is an outgrowth and which you can see. And the Torah said, look at these tzitzis. Because you have a garment, you're different than animals, you're different than the rest of creations, but how are you different? If you look at these tzitzis, it will remind you how you are different. This is how you're different. Because you can create mitzvahs. You can create spiritual achievements, spiritual fruit, while no other creations can do this. And therefore, the main mitzvah of tzitzis is intertwined with levisho, garment, like we said. If you don't have a garment, no mitzvah tzitzis. If you have a garment and you don't put it on, there's no mitzvah tzitzis. Because this garment, or any garment that one puts on, when man does this, he is distinguishing himself from all other creations. And the Jew was commanded that he must constantly know why he's distinguished from all other creations. And that's because one is due honor because he's created in the Tzelem Elokim. But what does that make of man? How does that make him different than all other creations? And that the Torah said, the tzitzis, he'll know how. He'll know. Because just as something can come out of this garment, something can come from him. Something which cannot come from other creations. And these are the mitzvahs. And therefore, in all of the tzitzis, are are illustrated, the 613 mitzvahs, through their various twines and braids and knots. And that's why the Gemara says in Menachos, Shokol mitzvah tzitzis keneged kol mitzvahs. The mitzvah tzitzis encompasses all of the mitzvahs. It represents mitzvahs that come from the person. Therefore this mitzvah is only with levisho, only through a garment that is worn. Now we find though that there are two other prime elements in this mitzvah. It states that you shall place the garment on you. It says you shall make tzitzis al kanfei bigdehem. You shall place it on you. Uri semeisoi. Actually, there's three other elements. Uri semeisoi. Uschatem es kol mitzvahs Hashem basi semeisoi. In order that you shall see them, tzitzis must be seen. That's why the Gemara brings that. All kind of questions, if they can't be seen, the tzitzis are there to be seen. Uri semeisoi. But that's not the ultimate, not merely to be seen. Uzchatem, in order that you should remember, but that's not sufficient either. Vasisemesem, in order that you should do. See, this is what the Torah tells us. It says, Behoyelachem netzitzis urisemesai uzchatem es kol mitzvahs Hashem vasisemesem. You shall wear the garment. You shall see it, but that's not the purpose. The purpose of seeing is in order that you should remember, but that's not the purpose, in order that you should do Vasisem Rishon. And then Leishasu Achrei Levavchem Achrei Nechem, and you shall not be led astray by your heart and your eyes. Now, one refers to the positive commandments and one refers to the negative commandments. You shall do and not be led astray to do what you're not supposed to do. The Gemara says, Riyah, maybe Lidei Zechira. If you see, you remember. We have a saying in English, out of sight, out of mind. When you don't see, you don't remember. So this was placed where we should see it, because when you see something, you remember. Riyah, maybe Lidei Zechira. Zechira is not the final objective. So what if you remember? That's not enough. Because we said, what is the purpose of the tzitzis? To show what man can achieve. So he remembers. What good is if he remembers and he doesn't achieve? The many people will tell you, I know what I'm supposed to do, but they don't do it. So what good is that they know what they're supposed to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the ability to man to do. This was the difference between Shem and Yefes. Shem knew what to do, and Yefes also might have known what to do. But the difference was that Shem did it and Yefes didn't. It was only after Shem did it that Yefes followed. So therefore, you have to see to remember. But remembering is not enough. Riyah maybe lidei zechira. Zechira maybe lidei asiyo. Remembering brings one to do. And here we're interested in doing, because this is how man is distinguished. So therefore he wears these tzitzis on his garment. This was what was given to the descendants of Shem, to constantly remind them that man is elevated and distinguished from all other creations with this great honor. But what is the responsibility, or what is the key factor of this great honor? Because he can achieve in this world, he can build spiritually. He can build spiritual worlds. And therefore, just as the tzitzis protrude from the garment, so can these fruits protrude from him, from himself, from his soul. And therefore, he should do it. He should look at it and remember and do. And this is why it states Visem Kidoshim. It says like this, Leman Tiskru Vasisem, in order that you should remember and you should do all of my commandments, Visem Kidoshim Lelekechem, and you should be sanctified to Hashem. And also states, Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Otzeis Yischem Eretz Mitzrayim, I am the Lord your God that took you out of Egypt. Because this is the Kedusha, the sanctity. This elevation, this distinction elevates man above others and elevates him from the earth that he was made from. And this also is what the Yetzias Mitzrayim was, the going out of Egypt. Because it states that the Egyptians, that they were a nation like animals. And they did not have this elevation like we find today in the world, that people treat other people just like animals. There was no human respect, there was no human dignity. And this was Egypt. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt in order to distinguish us from the others and elevate us. Therefore, through this, a person will bring Kedusha, sanctity to himself. And this will be the purpose of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. I am the Lord your God that took you out of Egypt. When man reaches this point, and this elevation, And then he is legitimately due this honor. Then he becomes royal, like a king. In other words, tzitzis will bring a man to this royalty. And this is why the Gemara tells us that a person who is careful in tzitzis will be zeicher, will merit to have many, many avodim, many servants in the world to come. Because a person who is of a higher stature deserves to have the lower elements serve him. Just like you take animals were given to man to assist him. Same thing when it comes, for example, you have a king. Therefore, it's proper that others should serve him. The Gemara brings in Perek Bame Malikim, it brings on the Posuk. It says as follows. Anaf lamed beis omed beis. Kol azoye betzitzis. Whoever is careful with tzitzis, zeicher mishamshin lei, he will be zeicher, he will merit in the next world to have beis alofim v'ches meyaz avodim, 2,800 servants. Now, what is the calculation, 2,800 servants, and where do we learn this from? Gemara learns it from a posuk in Zechariah. Ches posukhov gimel. Koyomar Hashem Tzevokes. This is what Hashem Tzevokes said. Bayomi Mahemo. In the days to come. In the days to come, Asher Yachsiku Asora Anoshim. This might even be not only in the world to come, but this could also possibly refer to the days of the Mashiach. Asher Yachsiku Asora Anoshim Mikol Lishenis Hagoyim. 10 people from every tongue of the nations will come. Behechziku beknaf ish Yehudi. And each one will hold the corner of the garment of the Yehudi. Leimor say, Nelchu imochem. Let us go with you. Kishomana lekim imochem. Let us go with you to Harabais, to the Beis Hamikdash, because we hear Hashem is with you. The Gemara Darshan says as follows. It says everyone will hold on to the corner of the garment of the Jew. How many corners does he have? He has 4 corners. It's referring to the tzitzis. So that's 4. And it states 10 people. So that's 40. And it states Mikol Lishenis Hagoyim. 10 people from every nation of the world. There are 70 nations. So 70 times 40 is 2,800. So therefore, kol azoya mitzvah tzitzis, whoever is careful with his mitzvah tzitzis, see, they will recognize this in the world, in le'osin lovei. In the future, they will recognize this. And they will want to assist Israel. So therefore, kol azoya mitzvah zeichum mishamshin le'beiz alofim b'ches me'az avodim. 2,800 servants he will be zeicher to. As it states, Koamash Hashem Tzevokes, this is what Hashem says, Bayomi Mahemo, in those days, Asher Yachziku Asora Anoshim, 10 people will come, Mikol Lishenis Hagoyim, from every nation of the world, from all 10 people from all 70 nations. Be'akziku Beknaf Ishuhudi, and each one will hold on to one of the corners of the garments of the Jew. And they will say, Leimor neichli mochem ki shomano likim imochem. Let us go with you, because we have heard that Hashem does now dwell amongst you. These are some of the remozim, some of the principles which we can learn from the mitzvahs of tzitzis.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.